What is up, fanboys and fangirls? Welcome to another Fantracks audio commentary podcast, coming to you, of course, from fanboysanonymous.com. Of course, if you don't know who we are, I am Tony Mango, joined as always by Robert E. Felice.
Hey, we're back. It's another John Cena movie. It's another Thursday night. Let's talk about some Ricky Stenicki.
Whoever that guy is, I'm sure we'll find out. That is the movie we're going to be watching. And as the little thing prior to the intro reminded you of, if you're watching on YouTube, if you're audio only, you didn't see that. But this is not going to be showing you the movie. I never do that. We never will be able to do that. So F off if you're trying to get that. It's not going to be the case. So don't flag us and all that. What instead we're doing is we are giving you an audio commentary track podcast of us watching this for the first time. If you don't know how the Fantracks works, it is pretty simple overall. We're going to give you a countdown of 3, 2, 1, play. When I say play, that is when we're going to hit play on our devices, and you should hit play on yours. There is a time code that's going to be up on the screen. That way you can double check to see if you are synced up correctly. If you ever need to pause this or anything, then come back and, you know, you can get that sorted out super easily. If you are on the audio only streams, of course, then you got to just kind of go with the 3, 2, 1 play. Although there's probably going to be a moment here and there where I might just be like, you know, and this is what's happening or something, just to let you know a little bit more. Generally speaking, though, if you hit play when we hit play, you should be pretty good. Unless you got one of those like weird systems that, you know, every once in a while, do you ever come across something where, like, I don't know, you're listening to a song and you're like, wow, the tempo sounds off or something. I don't know why that happens sometimes, but I've had instances like that.
Is it in like a particular, when you're listening on a particular device?
I don't remember like specific examples, but I do remember like at different times coming across something like that and then being like, oh, like, you know, on the radio, it's like, it sounds slower or, I haven't listened to the fucking radio in God knows how long.
But, yeah, I was very surprised that that's where you went.
Yeah, you know, like, it's just, one of those things. So maybe if you have a device that ends up slowing down time or something, you know, you might end up being into a problem. But I don't know almost anything about this movie. I am going in pretty fresh. I know Cena's in it. I know Zac Efron's in it. I know Andrew Santino, comedian, is in this. And that there are a few people who claim to have a friend named Ricky Stenicki and John Cena's him or something. Didn't see the trailer and stuff. I figured it's comedy, it's John Cena. It's kind of a little bit of a crossover between the Fanboys Anonymous and Smart Out Moment stuff. Of course, if you don't know what Fanboys Anonymous is, go to smartoutmoment.com and check out all the pro wrestling content that's over there. And yeah, I figured what the hell, it's out. Let's watch it.
Yeah, that was basically about it. You messaged me at like past midnight, I think, and you're just like, yeah, Ricky Stenicki, he's out, so we can do that tomorrow. I said yeah, because I wanted to watch this anyway.
Yeah, so it makes sense. And of course, if we're gonna be watching this, might as well put it out there for you guys to get a little extra bonus content with our reactions to this. And, you know, we're gonna laugh at the things we laugh at, we're gonna cry at the things we cry at. I highly doubt it.
I don't think happen in this movie. Who knows? Like shit's hit us weird at times.
We've had some movies that have been like, you know, the existential crisis for Pokemon, and we've had not really good luck with John Cena lately, though. Vacation Friends 2, massive disappointment compared to Vacation Friends 1. That Jackie Chan movie, I forget even the name of it. I want to say it was like Hidden Zone. Or like
Sudden Impact? No, that can't be right.
High Impact or
it was changed several times. I'm gonna look it up now. John Cena promoted this movie by doing OnlyFans, and I had to write several articles with suggestive headlines.
Hidden Strike. It was something like that. I've been watching too many of these like Van Damme movies and stuff. They're all named like Sudden Death, Death from Below, Strike Force X, and like, it's all dumb. It's fucking great. That one wasn't, though. But again, maybe I should have just, like, you know, taken some inebriation thing ahead of time. This is not going to be one of those. This is a straight up just watch along. So Again, remember everybody, 3-2-1 play is what we will be saying. And I've got my stuff situated. I'm pretty sure Rob is too.
Yep.
All right. So if you are not ready, hit pause, come back when you are, and make sure that you hit play when we say play. We're going to get this started right now in 3-2-1 play. So on screen right now, you should be seeing the MGM logo. Lion roared right now. The second roar coming up right now.
All right, so what Bond movie is this?
You know, there was something I was watching recently. I forget what it was, but the United Artists thing came on, and I was like, oh my God, I just immediately thought that this was going to be like Moonraker or something. Halloween 1999. Oh, this is going to be Michael Myers pops up.
Well, kind of.
We're going to start off with that.
There was a bit of a Michael Myers. I mean, that is Austin Powers.
All right, so clearly the kid in the dog costume grows up to be Zac Efron, right?
I think that checks out. I don't think Mike Myers grows up to be Zac Efron.
I would assume so. And then the one on the left grows up to be Santino's character's name. Did you ever do this, the whole...
No, I can't imagine why anyone would do this. Like,
never did the flaming bag of poop. I have done the whole like knock knock zoom zoom ding dong ditch, whatever you want to call it. Just gotta set the house on fire.
Yep. But it wasn't them, it was Ricky Stenicki. Kidding me?
You gotta stomp out the poop. It's going to be like they save the day and they get credit for it.
What? Everything's on fire. What do you mean? Oh my God.
I don't know. The fire's pretty tame. It's staying on the fucking patio. Use Wes's dick. Ricky Stenicki. Yeah, house is fine.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, he's already the best character to be like, that's a dumbass name. Can't believe you had shit in your mouth a second ago.
No, you didn't, asshole. Where's your jacket? For your...
Yeah.
It's a funny movie.
I suck balls, spank me, kick me, crop duster ass.
John Cena being the imaginary friend is very funny, given the whole you can't see me stuff.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I hope there's a callback to that.
This Ricky Stenicki, he gets around.
Yeah, seriously. That's amazing.
It's funny that, like, obviously I would not be able to check off all these things on my list, but I'm like, yeah, I've done a couple of these. Like, yeah. Why do you have sesame seeds on your sliders?
I hate sesame seed buns.
Yeah, not a big fan. MF NBC.
Motherfucking NBC. Hell yeah. She's gorgeous.
Go from that to the picture of these kids. Gorgeous to
Oh my god. All right, what are you saying? All babies are cute argument?
Firmly against it. Most babies are ugly little fucking trolls.
Oh, okay.
All these people go like, oh, aren't they so cute? Look at my kids. And you're like, ah, that's a baby, all right.
Yeah, it's one of the babies of all time.
Yeah. That's certainly an infant human. Yeah, I think Ricky Seneca needs to step in and tell this guy to stop being fucking weird. And none of these people have any, they've never met Ricky Seneca before, but they have no problem with just like, ah, he's calling none all the time. Them.
But I did see, well, I won't say, but I've seen the trailers. You have not.
A cancer attack.
An attack of cancer. Have you never had an attack? See, Jim Carrey was supposed to be the boss, I think.
Yeah, it was like Carrey was like set up for this movie however many years ago. Quite a while, right? Probably like 10 years ago or something.
What? How long has this movie been in production?
It's been for a while, I think. Yeah, Yeah, even longer than 10 years.
What?
James Franco was attached to play Ricky Stenicki in May 2010.
This movie would have been 1,000 times funnier 10 years ago, probably. What? Okay. I would love to do this.
You would love to what?
Just create such an elaborate bullshit lie.
You would love to be a total sociopath like this.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. The exact opposite of what I am in real life. This is the most dude bro thing I've ever seen.
Since when did Mitch Hedberg become a DJ?
He did.
R.I.P. Mitch Hedberg, by the way. Great comedian.
It was Ricky's.
What's up, Discount Timothy Chalamet?
I hate this guy.
This character.
Yeah, I know. What is he doing? Like, an elf shirt.
South Jersey, huh? Where in South Jersey?
Did you go to school with Ricky Stenicki?
Am I Ricky Stenicki?
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Fantastic. That was fast.
So it should be. Okay.
I like the goat elf shirt, by the way.
Forever.
It is weird when you're in that kind of a position and you have to be like, yeah, I didn't really invite you. That's a pretty good name. I mean, if you go to Atlantic City, you see plenty of those. Is that Nathan Jones?
Is that Nathan Jones? That's absolutely Nathan Jones. Hold on. Yeah, it absolutely is Nathan Jones.
That's going to be the wife's going into labor. Yeah, this wouldn't be the case, though. This is way too chill for a security check. It's way, like, I hate how stressful that shit is.
FYI, I think I was 6 weeks early. I'm not fine. Oh, God. No.
What?
You ever have something from your testicle spread to your anus?
The outer what?
The outer lip. Say nothing. Hey, that is a perfectly acceptable line.
Is it like the human fund in Seinfeld?
Money for people.
I mean, you don't know what a bris is.
All right, look, I don't like this lady.
Which one, the mom?
Yeah, like let Ricky Stenicki live his life.
Horrible name, by the way. Dream cream. Realistically, at the end of this, everybody should be like, yeah, we're getting a divorce, we're breaking up.
No.
Of course, it's not going to happen.
No, Ricky Stenicki deserves to live.
He's like, I named the fucker. I get to call him off.
Why did he think that would help anybody?
Right.
There's a lifetime of luck. I'm too invested in this. Yeah. Dumbass.
Why not just be like, I don't know, Stenicki didn't say anything to us, and then you're just like, yeah, he's just ghosted us. This Ricky Stenicki character is weird enough that people would be like, that's weird of him, but...
I like Gary.
Rhymestead.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Wonder how many variations of this that they wrote.
All right, what do we got? Oh, God.
That's a Britney Spears. Not those guys.
Not Nathan Jones, who John Cena did fight at the 2003 Survivor Series.
Are we going to get Kurgan in here too?
This being my sense of humor is so sad. I apologize. Okay.
It's weird that they have these little things now. Like they always put these little, the recording, blinking light and battery and all that. Like we don't really see them anymore.
They don't do that anymore. Yeah.
It's just their means of being like, see everybody, it's a camera. Who is this woman?
She is. I was obviously doing some Googling. Lex Scott Davis.
She looks like she could play a good Storm. This is a weird choice to add into the movie.
That duck is the actual Ricky Stark. What are you doing?
This is a weird sequence.
Yeah, the duck is drowning the dog. Kill the duck.
What? Why is this in the script?
Oh, is this an excuse for him to leave?
I guess not.
Is the duck also a worker? What?
Like, yeah, what was that about?
What the fuck happened there?
I don't trust soup. That's a good shirt. The amount of time and effort that they all need to learn this shit.
All right, buddy, if you have that much guilt, why don't you just not be friends with them anymore?
Right, yeah. Definitely, he's the least favorite of the three.
I don't like any of them right now. They're all like really whiny for three men that have carried on a lie for their entire lives. Oh God. I would love to do an article.
Gay much? Yeah, right. Didn't he learn all that? How many things do you think the other ones have lied about too and not told the other guys?
Yep. You guys can't think of another fake name outside of Ricky Stenicki. Mm-hmm. Stenicki is a group, you know? If you're gonna lie to the group, you gotta Biscuit and gravy.
Cena loves doing these runs.
He does it on TV.
He does it on TV, did it in Peacemaker, you know, like. Is that going to be the book? Something like The Adventures of Ricky Stenicki.
Of Ricky Stenicki, yeah.
Hey.
Oh, God, who? Name?
Jeff Ross.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right, second best character. She looks familiar too. All right, he's beating out the cop. He's the best character now.
I'm keeping the tip. That's a fucking great joke.
So this is the character that Jim Carrey was supposed to play?
Has to be, because it looks like it's Jim Carrey.
Because I would just assume that he would be Ricky Stenicki.
Honestly, all these people are horrible so far.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, except for the Moyle. Jermaine Fowler should have been more material. Everything I've seen him in, he's been good.
What's he been in?
Mostly, I've seen
him in Superior Donuts. Sorry to Bother You was really good. Did you watch that?
Is that the Lakeith Stanfield thing?
So Sorry to Bother You. He plays like it's when the guy learns to use his white voice, I believe.
Yeah, it's I think it's Lakeith Stanfield, right? Working at the call center.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very John Cena.
Yeah. Almost telling everybody what my big lie is. Pelotons are overrated.
I'm just glad that you're still alive.
Well, that makes one of us.
Hey, that's my line. T- tell me that doesn't look like they told William H. Macy, do your best to look like Jim Carrey.
A couple decades ago, he would have been a great fan cast for Ned Flanders.
Now it's just Jason Sudeikis.
You know, for the longest time, the yarmulkes, I always, for some fucking reason, I was stupid enough to think that there wasn't anything holding them on.
And me too.
And I was like, man, they never fall off.
Me too.
Oh, is this the one with the long hair?
Oh, is she the one that's gonna...
That she's excited to bang him?
You're annoying. Let these people have...
This woman's like... I don't like her at all, yeah.
Yeah. That is true, though. No.
What a bitch character. Yeah, I'm changing a bit.
You know, they could have. No,
because you're a bitch. Yeah, the one with the long hair is just giving him the fuck in the eyes over and over. the like super duper in character that like Ricky doesn't like rich people or something.
Or he could just be being a dick.
Yeah.
You know, it's still early, so maybe not.
So you gonna like bang that guy's wife?
I have a feeling that the guy, they all might want to bang Ricky's.
Yeah, true. You know what? It's like, not only is he pretty much exactly the same character as the two from Vacation Friends movies, but I think it's better this time around than Friends 2.
He's also just John Cena.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all he does. Yeah.
Like, that is why there's been such a discourse about Batista being a better actor.
Mm-hmm. Because Cena mostly plays Cena, Rock mostly plays Rock.
Rock! We're going to do a separate conversation. Never mind. He's right. He's doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's making it seem like, yeah, I've been in these people's lives. Why?
Just like, you know, he's been through a lot.
There you go.
They didn't address the crutch the guy's wearing, right?
I did not notice that, no.
I noticed it the first time that they showed him in the hospital, but I was like, maybe there's a reason they're going to bring up. And they haven't yet.
All right, let's get a little serious here. Are you looking forward to fatherhood?
I want one. At some point.
You should. You should. You'll be a great dad.
They probably used six different, we got to go to Ricky's mom's thing, right?
Probably. You're just a bitch. Like, what are you doing? Let them have fun. You annoying person.
Right. Yeah, she's the worst character by far. I mean, she's supposed to be, but...
I understand that, but, like, let these fucking people have fun.
It's like, imagine the craziness of everybody
hit him
being
with
like,
the fine speech. Hold on.
Right.
Please say fine speech. God, I love this. So, like, dumb.
It's such a, like, you know, they're setting that up for that, but at the same time, you're like, yeah, fuck that bitch. And then they show something that's not a cheese puff. Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah, that's fucking weird.
I'd do it.
Pickled anything, I'm a no.
Pickled mushrooms.
Pickled anything, I'm a no. That's the choice with the glasses. So now we have two enemies. We have three enemies with the boss.
Oh my God.
Red Robin. Yum. Nope. It's been a long time since I've had Red Robin.
Was it good last time you had it?
It pretty much always worked out.
Bad throw. You just dab? What year is it?
Could always use a good dab.
All right, who's going to walk by and take it?
Maybe the mom?
I would pop so hard.
Or it's going to fall in someone's drink. Oh, the oil.
Oh. Fuck.
This poor kid. No, oh, that's what you get, you know? You ever get just like stuck on a word recently?
Yes, but it's usually like spelling wise, and it's usually something that's actually right, but I look at it and feel like I've never seen that word in my life. Oh, not the fish. It's my baby. He's not doing it. Taking him to a hospital.
Right, that's yeah.
It. No, John.
I was just going to say that.
Why? Take him to a hospital.
Nah. The fucking cigar cutter. So does this end with them all being friends with him still, or is it just like...
It's gotta be friends.
Can't she just fuck?
Get out, like... He does have access to this Dominique phone. Girl, you can send him all the nudes you want.
Right. He's like, no, I want to be Ricky from now on.
Yep, there you go.
Is that Nathan Jones?
Yep. Get out of there. Start driving. Well. You know what? Surprisingly, there's not that much left in this movie.
Really? I would assume it'd be like an hour.
It's about 52 minutes there.
Yeah, so now.
I'm assuming about 7 minutes of that is credits.
Well, there's that too, yeah.
And
it's a good tagline from the movie. He's the best friend that they never had.
I heard him. Where?
Some chutzpah. Yeah, piss and vinegar. There you go. It's the is that a hockey stick? Man knows what he wants, so give it to him. Summer Squash. Think he gets his name legally changed?
Absolutely.
I'm very curious how different this movie would have been if it was made 15 years ago.
When it would have been more like The Hangover.
Probably.
Don't pick Ricky.
Yeah, of course.
Woman, dude. What are you doing? Is it?
This guy just does not want to keep doing this anymore. He's always just like, yeah, you know, I mean, it's pretty cool.
Like, it's funny because he's the one who should probably like it the most. He's doing nothing. He's sitting at home getting stoned.
Right.
The Peter Frampton one was the best cover.
We still don't know why that one guy had the crutch either, too.
I'm guessing.
I don't know the actor. Maybe the actor hasn't.
Did they just throw in a disabled guy? Like,
maybe.
Are they allowed to do that?
Yeah.
On the off chance that this is the fan tracks that gets a million views, that was a joke.
Gary Paulsner is such a generic ass name that you know that they just like had that in the script from the very beginning.
It's like some guy that one of them
right.
It's cool with. No. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
my God. Whoa. Can you imagine being an unbridled dick like that? Like, even you have a filter.
Right. I like that you put even me. Muskrat face.
She's very cute.
Man's laying it on thick.
Oh, God.
There you go. You have it cut it for you. He's going to try to get him fired.
Guys, come on. I don't want to talk to these people like they're real people. This is a very silly movie that I'm far too invested in.
The generic business type thing about like, oh, the business meeting. We need ideas. Pitch me with this and all.
Can you see yourself doing this?
Being a businessman? Or
yeah.
Ricky Seneca? Nah, I would get into too many arguments. I'd be like, oh, that's bullshit.
I like your piss and vinegar, kid. That's where. Yeah. Like Harrison Ford.
He's gonna having a really good idea.
Of course. This is so paint by numbers, but
yeah.
I'm entertained. I hope you people are watching because and shit.
And I love it. Yeah, this is the most unbelievable part about this movie, though, is you mean to tell me rich people are willing to give away money and be reasonable and nice?
Yeah, but it could be reasonable if it's performative. See? See? Ha ha ha. Again, I apologize. This is my humor.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck Billings. Come on. Okay, maybe I could be a part of this business meeting.
Wednesday, everything goes to shit.
Yeah, that's the tipping point. That's a really good reference. That's when you have to go out, pull out the Jason Bateman. Well, all right, what we're going to do here is we're all going to settle down and talk things out.
Oh, they hired him as an assistant.
There you go. He's got a job to help with that. Yeah.
I was gonna say, it looks like he's
an air dicker. I wonder if that's going to end up catching on.
Nothing for this movie is going to catch on.
Oh, you know, somebody somewhere is going to try to do a Ricky Sinicky type thing.
Yes. Why wouldn't this guy be happy that he's here?
Because you don't fucking work there. How come you never told me this? What's working? <huh? laughs> At least he's not making slurping noises and stuff.
Yet. Very Ted Turner-y.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh my God, this. Holy shit, it's John Cena versus Kevin Monarch. Hey, the recorder is on.
Oh, yeah, it probably is on. There you go. Yeah.
Why is Kevin Von Erich laying into John Cena like this?
They're just setting up a title match.
No, there's not enough time in this movie for conflict to emerge and then be resolved. Oh.
Bookies or something. And you were a dick. Yeah, well, you know.
Or you don't. Or you just, like, let it go.
Wasn't it a little late decades ago? So I'm curious if that's something that they just wrote into the script, or if that was a product placement thing that they wanted to play around. Like, if they could have made the joke just as easily about Burger King and just switched it up a little bit or something.
Well, they didn't hit the Red Robin.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
What, just took a turn? Just got super serious.
Why does this always happen when we watch a movie?
So that's how he gaslights her. He's like, yeah, I've been lying to you for years, sweetie, but...
My dad was abusive,
so can you just, like, give me a free pass?
Oh, shit, it's Nathan Jones.
Weird song.
I mean, not a bad song. Not good for this, though.
That dog's like, I'm gonna get a second round against that fucking duck.
Yeah, that was a weird fucking... They fired her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she just did the work herself and figured it out. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So why did you let the...
Yeah, what a terrible, terrible person.
That's so weird, like...
Now it's like, I know that there's supposed to be a part of this where you're going to be like, oh, I hope that they get back together. No, he fucking deserves it.
Well, no, but like, why did they throw all of that in? Like, why did it have to be like, by the way, yeah, I know that you only do this because your dad fucking broke your arm.
I mean, he did say my dad's going to kill me at the beginning.
I know, but.
But they did like a massive turn.
Where is Ricky? They didn't have any. Well, like I said, I did see Nathan Jones.
He's gonna start dick sucking. Air dicking, as he said.
Well, the cool thing is Ricky Stenicky does exist. Now. Yeah.
It's like he comes up and he's like, everybody, Ricky Stenicky's not real. And I'm like, who the fuck are you talking about?
You didn't. They don't know who you are.
Yeah. Most people shouldn't be reacting at all. Wait, who's that guy?
That was his face from Game of Thrones, isn't it?
No, it's not him.
That's not Peter Dinklage?
Nope. I don't think so.
And now Peter Dinklage
is out of here. I'm pretty sure it wasn't. Nah, it's not him. They're trying to figure that ham color. That's good.
Where is this going?
Yeah, is he going to like still somehow save it for them or something?
I mean, that much I expect, but. Or is he just going to tell the truth?
And the truth will set them all free.
Yeah.
I feel like Dean Stanton's the name of a character in another movie. Oh no, I'm just thinking of Harry Dean Stanton, the actor. Like, nobody should still care after this, though. This is just the story of what crazy shit happened.
Why are they showing this?
Right, like the news report would actually show that.
I get what they're trying to go for, but it doesn't stick the landing right now.
So they're just like flat out together. And her hair, like they didn't do anything with the hair. That's a good little touch. Okay, I like that.
But where's the wife? Where's the, is that his wife?
Who, Stanton?
No.
The reporter?
Yeah, his wife.
Yeah, like she didn't even do the report. That's right. And it's like, you're still fired. You still lied to me. You're still breaking up.
Ted?
All these like hot shots, like that's the type of chutzpah that we need.
They're sticking the landing, but it doesn't stick.
Oh, there's nothing with his girlfriend. That's it? Low stakes, right? He's like, hey, great job on not doing that report. She's like, thanks for giving me the story of that break in my career. I never want to see you again. There you go, the payoff for that.
Told you. Oh shit, it's Nathan Jones.
You're gonna be like, hey, remember when we took a boat? Oh, that's a good little. Court papers, yeah. Oh, Billy Idol.
Ridiculous.
They really would like, well, you know what, when we get to the big stakes section, everybody will go, eh, never mind. They just did a total cop out. So what's her face isn't going to cut her hair, and
are we going to go cut her hair a little bit.
Are we going to go straight into the my dad used to beat me, and I don't know if I want to have a kid, but I guess later on I'm going to say that I want a kid. They're like, man, life sucks now. They're going to show us all the Instagram stuff.
You know what drives me nuts?
What?
It wasn't that bad. It just doesn't stick.
It's like it could use one more rewrite pass. But then again, like, how much has the movie changed in 14 years?
They cut her hair.
There you go. I do like when movies do this. Oh, they're going to make it even like pure humanitarian type stuff.
Oh, like, oh.
Wonder if maybe Cena was like, well, what if we do that? You know, I could see Cena pitching that.
Oh.
Definitely would like to see the Elseworlds Santa's version of this.
Lucky dick. Oh, that's kind of nice.
So they get married, okay. In Dollywood. Nice. It's weird that they didn't touch on the kid thing again. And the father thing.
Why did they bring that up at all?
Yeah. That sort of feels like maybe that was a bigger part of the previous version of this or something.
That was an unnecessary... really serious so weird.
Better than Vacation Friends 2, though, for sure.
I liked it a lot, actually. I liked the stupid jizz jams. I liked almost everything, actually. It was a stupid movie, but like...
Yeah, but I mean, we knew that going into this. It wasn't going to be Oscar caliber or something.
You need that sometimes. I needed to just sit down and watch a movie with you. Again, sorry these aren't more entertaining. Like, these are literally just... If you like us enough to sit down and watch a movie with us, yeah, that's what you're doing.
I mean, if people are expecting us to like have super big insights,
says Ricky Stenicki.
I wonder if there are people that are going to be doing that. I fully expect there are some guys watching this movie that would be like, "Hey, I think that we could pull that off. We could pretend like we've got an extra friend," and you know.
I mean, I think it was easier before the days of social media. That's why it's slightly believable that they would have pulled this off.
So there's only been 4 movies that have come out this year, funny enough, that I've seen so far. Which is like, that sounds crazy that it's only 4 movies and we're March 8th. But yeah, this would rank number 2.
What ranks number 1?
Crisis on Infinite Earths. You got that, then you got Ricky Stenicki, then you got the ISS, then you got Madam Web, because Madam Web was fucking trash.
Wow, watched half of the movies with you this year.
Then when you count all the other movies that I've seen so far this year, that didn't come out in 2024, then yeah, it's a different story. But I'm trying to look through my list right now to see like where would I rank this on the 2020 decade ranking. It's below Vacation Friends, I think. But it's around there. Maybe I'd rank it right in the same.
I think because I just could laugh more. Like, I know Efron, so it was more like, cool, this isn't just I'm watching the random John Cena movie. And it was way better than the... Jackie Chan movie.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. That's the...
This movie really showed me that Cena has no depth.
The Hidden Strike movie is the 3rd from the bottom in all of the 2020 through now list for me.
Because if you think about it, like, everything he did in this movie, I could literally see him doing on an episode of Raw.
Yeah, no, he plays John Cena. Just like The Rock plays The Rock, like we were saying.
I think The Rock has almost bought too much into what The Rock is supposed to be.
Has he got an air dick somewhere? And I like woke? What? What is the addition of this for? Hashtag double dongin.
Okay, what was your favorite jizz jam?
I think probably the whip it one.
I think him saying, "I want to tell you I masturbate every day," it's very funny.
And then we're gonna have the Super Jewish song at the end here. What, this is a,
like, what was this movie? So as we wrap up here, I was Googling throughout the movie, as you guys heard. Interesting to me that the first 2 reviews I see state, well, the first one says, "Not even John Cena can save Ricky Stenicki." And the one following that even says, not even Zac Efron can save Ricky Stenicki.
But can Andrew Santino?
Definitely.
Can Jermaine Fowler? Can anyone save
him? He was fun. I thought Jermaine Fowler was fun.
Yeah, like you said, like you don't go into this movie thinking it's going to be some kind of, you know, Oppenheimer or something. You know, it's going to be a silly comedy the way that, like, old school or something would be, like.
Yeah, but if this came out, like, 10 years ago, it would have been a lot more dude bro. There would have been a lot of, like, straight up gay jokes as opposed to the one, you know, almost as good as Catching Nuts as You.
Oh, I think it would have been not quite a different movie in the sense, like,
it just would have been way more vulgar.
Yeah. I think it probably would have been more popular, too. Now, it wouldn't have been John Cena. I don't think. You know, you figure that he probably wouldn't have been able to do the part while still being the guy in WWE, but...
If we do it 10 years ago, you know who I think it is?
Galifianakis. Other than, potentially, Jim Carrey?
It's Galifianakis.
I could see that. He was big around that time.
It's Galifianakis. It's... Instead of Efron, you know,
when was Will Ferrell as big? That's probably a little bit earlier than 10 years ago.
He probably could have been the boss.
Yeah, maybe that.
I can see. Does Kevin Hart get the slot as a JT?
It's a comedian to actors big in 2010. Top 10 comedy actors of the 2010s. Seth Rogen. Yeah, maybe. Steve Carell. No. Jack Black. Maybe.
Jack Black could have maybe been Stenicki.
I could see that. Bill Hader. Nah. Danny McBride. Nah.
Maybe Steve Carell?
Depending on if they wanted to go for a little bit more of a wholesome movie.
Are you saying Steve Carell couldn't have pulled off what he did in the 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Yeah, true. What if it would have been just like some super serious person? It's like Morgan Freeman.
Liam Neeson came to mind.
Liam Neeson, yeah. Oh, God. What's his name? From Last of the Mohicans, Daniel Day-Lewis.
You know, what was that dude that was married to Katy Perry? Russell Brandt, maybe?
Oh, yeah, that would have been awful.
Jason Segel?
I mean, he did do the whole I Love You Man. That was his part for that.
So if we consider Siegel, Kevin Hart, and
Seth Rogen, possibility.
Maybe Seth Rogen, maybe Jonah Hill.
Yeah, a couple of those guys around that.
And then maybe Galifianakis for Snake.
Galifianakis is a good choice, yeah.
There's Sandberg.
There is Sandberg. I don't think this would have been an Adam Sandler thing.
It could have been, but that would change the whole movie.
Because then he would just been like, I'm Ricky Stenicki.
Ricky Stenicki. And then you find out.
Shabity.
And then you got a Rob Schneider cameo going, you can do it, right, Stenicki.
Way back in the day, you know who...
Barley would have been fucking Stenicki.
I was just going to say, you know who would have been back in like the 80s? Bill Murray.
Murray, depending on how far back you go, I can see this being a Belushi part.
Belushi, yeah. I could pull it. Maybe Steve Martin. But I think Steve Martin would actually play Zac Efron's part.
I would love Steve Martin. I would love Steve Martin Short and throw in like a Chevy Chase. He's an asshole. Throw in like a Chevy Chase.
Fan cast it back in that era. It's Steve Martin as Zac Efron's character. His two friends are maybe not Chevy Chase. Maybe they would have still gone with, maybe they would have had like Eddie Murphy in Jermaine Fowler's part.
I was thinking Chevy Chase versus Nicky.
First Nicky, yeah. Oh, you know?
Because the other two would be Martin Short and Eddie Murphy.
There's a lot of different variations of this movie. But then there's the Jim Carrey version of it, too.
Okay. If Carrey is Nicky, maybe get one of the... Do you get one of the Wayans brothers? Get a little bit of Living Color action?
I want to see all these different versions to see what the differences are. Let me see what the letterboxed things were. We got, well, it took Peter Farrelly exactly two movies to go from winning Best Picture back to making broad comedies about dog boners. 80 for Brady for 30-something frat bros. However many dick jokes you think there are in this movie, quadruple it. Yeah, not many people really loving this movie.
If you do it in the 2000s, and it's not a Sandler pick, it's absolutely Stiller, Wilson, and Vaughn, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on.
And then who do you get to... If we're assuming you stick with the casting of Black Guy for JT, who do you pick?
Who was in that friend group?
Let's see.
Because they had them, they were called, they weren't the Brat Pack. Because it was a Rat Pack, and then there was a Brat Pack, and then they were Frat Pack. Okay, so technically the group is considered Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson, Luke Wilson, Will Ferrell, Steve Carell, Jack Black, and Vince Vaughn. So basically you make it Ben Stiller, you make it Owen Wilson, and you make it either Luke Wilson or Vince Vaughn, and then you make Ricky Stenicki either Will Ferrell, Steve Carell, or Jack Black.
If I get my pick, Ricky Stenicki's Jack Black.
I think he probably would have fit it better. Will Ferrell's the boss, like you said. And Steve Carell is maybe the the boyfriend. Redhead.
Oh, you know. That could work.
I could see them being the boyfriend. Then you only just need a part for Luke Wilson. Luke Wilson.
By the way, we keep Nathan Jones exactly in Nathan Jones.
Probably, yeah. Totally different type of scenario, though. I could see a Paul Rudd being in here somewhere.
It's wild how interested I am in the idea of
fan casting a different movie.
Don Cheadle, where can we fit Cheadle into this?
I mean, he wouldn't have been Sinicky. No. He probably would have been Jermaine Fowler's part, like, not to be, you know, pigeonholing him into that part, but like realistically.
Oh, this is good. This is a good time.
Well, we hope that you guys had a good time listening to us for this fan tracks. Of course, if you did, make sure that you leave a comment below, hit the like button on YouTube, subscribe to the channel, get the whole Patreon thing going on, or the YouTube channel membership. All that stuff helps out a lot. And you know, if you want to request something or whatever, we got the Pick or Poison tier on those. You could always suggest like a movie fan tracks, or it doesn't even have to be a movie fan tracks. It's predominantly what we've been up to here, but you could do, you know, a movie review, like the review point thing, or maybe a Mount Rushmore list or something, you know. I mean, there's variations here, so keep all that stuff in mind. Make sure you're following Fanboys Anonymous all over the place, Facebook, Twitter. It's, you know, Fanboys Anon on Twitter, but still, go to fanboysanonymous.com. You know, all the stuff that you see up on your screen right now, all the stuff that you see if you go to fanboysanon.com and, you know, click around and all that stuff. And also, click around on amangotree.com. You'll see the links to all that stuff and this Mark Out Moment stuff if you're a big John Cena fan. Of course, then you should definitely be checking out the wrestling stuff over there. You should follow me at Tony Mango. You should follow my LinkedIn, or not my LinkedIn. No, you can follow my LinkedIn. But the
you can't follow his LinkedIn. He met his wife already. LinkedIn is closed.
The Letterboxd, I meant to say. That way you can see the listing of all the movie ratings that I do. But if you're following my stuff, also make sure that you're following Rob.
You should follow my stuff. Dude Felice everywhere. I have wiped my Instagram clean, but I would like to do a John Cena-inspired Instagram where it's just nonsense. So be on the lookout for that fun stuff. Be on the lookout for my work at Fightful. If you do like the wrestling side of things, there's a lot of Iron Claw talk. There's a lot of John Cena talk. I want to keep doing more of these. I know we're doing Argyle at some point really soon. And a challenge to those of you who know Tony and I well and know us from Smart Cat Moment. If Tony, Callan, and I were to have a Ricky Stenicki scenario, who would we all be?
Definitely let us know. And
who would be the one to ruin it?
Yeah. And I don't know what the next thing is going to be for sure. But, of course, if you stay tuned, you'll find out when that's uploaded and stuff. But we hope that we see you next time around. You joined us back again. Thank you again for joining us for this one. Adios, everybody. It's time for us to geek out.